And as I was up talking to him early this morning, hey man, I ain't no better way to start the day. Matter of fact, ain't no other way to start the day. Amen. Than talking to the Lord. No other way, I think, to end that day than talking to Him. I believe one of the great preachers on prayer, E.M. Bounds, said, let him be the, or one of those authors said, amen, let him be the, amen, the first rays of sun in the morning, and let him be the bolt that bolts the door at night. Amen. And I think we can find some security somewhere along the lines and all of that. Hello. Amen. I want us to turn to Hebrews chapter 13. This evening at 5 o'clock will be our annual business meeting. Amen. 5 o'clock this evening in the fellowship hall. Amen. What a appreciate the things that the Lord has done for us through the year. We've made a few hurdles by the help and grace of God. And maybe, hopefully, we won't have too many more. I do hope and pray. Amen. Well, I know we're going to have hurdles, but never mind. But certain kinds, I just would rather go on to other kinds. Amen. Hebrews 13 and 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose fate follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And after a little while this morning, I want to just deal with that line out of Hebrews 13 and 5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Would you pray with us? Father, this morning I thank you. I thank you, sir, today that your hand is outstretched, that you yet the same God. The same God, sir, that you were in the Old Testament. The same God you were with Moses, the same God that you was with Elijah, the same God that you was with the prophets of old, the same God that you was even, sir, with the apostles, the same God that you were with the early church, the same God that you have been down through the years, you're the same this morning. And I thank you, sir, that you don't change, that your word is ever settled in heaven, and that the promises of your word indeed are yea and amen to them that believe. And I beseech you this morning, sir, that you may minister, Lord, that you may touch, that you may, God, that our hearts be open to receive the word of God, that you may encourage thereby, that we may be strengthened, Lord, that we may be, God, built up in you, that we may take a hold, oh, sir, with the word of God, and that we may run therewith, and that we may run with the strength that we have because of your word, and the encouragement, and because of the faith. Faith that cometh by hearing and hearing and by the word of God. And may your will be done in every life and every heart and every soul. In the name of Jesus we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the word of God, throughout, there's a lot of people, I guess, that could be considered my favorites. We have a whole book and a whole chapter in Hebrews that is considered to be the hall of faith. A Hall of Fame chapter of faith, if you will, and the Word of God. And many that we will talk about today are out of that book, out of that passage. Amen. But we're living in a time when down through time it has always been that many have who have said, I'll be with you, I will walk with you, and I'll be faithful. Amen. There come a time when they were not so faithful, and there come a time when they were disappointed. People have been disappointed and have been let down because of the frailties of man. Amen. But throughout the Word of God, there is something that is consistent. Amen. From Genesis to Revelations, or as another old preacher said, amen, from generations to revolutions. Amen. That Jesus, that God has been faithful, amen, to His people. Amen. That He has done exactly what He said He'd do in His Word. Amen. And here in the latter part of Hebrews, given encouragement, the closing of the book of Hebrews, the writer here by the Holy Ghost and said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. How much grander promise do we have to have, amen, than that right there. Amen. If he won't never leave me, amen, then I'm never going to be in a place where I'm hopeless. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in the writing to the church, I believe in Galatia, amen, and declares unto them their plight at one point and says to them that we were persecuted out of measure. We were just totally, we've been knocked down, but we're not out. Amen. And he went on and said, and we wondered if we was going to, amen, lose our life or what was going to happen. Amen. But he said, but God, amen, delivered us, amen, from so great a death. Amen. And then he went on and says, he doth deliver us. And then he moved on and said, and he shall yet deliver us. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? The Apostle Paul said, God delivered us then. He's delivered us now. And there's going to come a time that he is going to deliver us of the truth. Amen. He's the same as he was back then. He is now. And in the future, he will be the same as he is at this moment. Amen. How many times, amen, we live in a world that is changing in a rapid pace. Amen. Diplomats don't know what to do. Amen. The Word of God describes the end time as the seas and the waves are roaring. Amen. That's the people of the earth and the humanities. There is upheaval on every turn. There's upheaval in the Middle East. There's upheaval throughout the known world. And not only is there upheaval amongst people, the weather, amen, and all kind of other things. There is just a grand, amen, shaking and moving that is going on. Amen. And many things that are people look at, their stability is hard to find. And there's nothing that remains the same. Amen. But I'm telling you, I know somebody this morning. Amen. That's still the same. Amen. He's so great and so mighty that, amen, the psalmist under the unction of the Holy Ghost in the 46th chapter of the book of Psalms said, amen, though the mountains be plucked up, be removed and cast into the depths of the sea, we will not fear. Amen. Why? For thou art with us. Amen. Oh, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God. Amen. In a tempestuous world, in a tumultuous world, in a world that is filled with, amen, all manner of change and rapid paced things, there is one that says, I'm the same and I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gives Brother Joe great courage. Woo, that gives me great comfort this morning. Amen. You see, it doesn't matter, amen, what the situation is. He's the same. And if I know, read anything in this word this morning, I know that he is the master of every situation. Amen. Not, amen, the situation does not master him. He masters the situation. Amen. It doesn't matter what, amen, we find ourselves facing in life. It doesn't matter what the enemy may bring against us. It doesn't matter what the mountains that are before us, what they may appear. I know somebody, amen, who has throughout history, amen, been very great at making something, amen, big turn into something small. Amen. And vice versa. I've often said the devil specializes in making mountains out of molehills. Amen. But God specializes in making molehills out of mountains. Amen. Oh, I have doubled. I tell you, I heard him say, amen, I'll fill in every valley. Amen to God. I'll make every mountain, amen, become a plain. Amen to God. You and I will walk with him. Amen. I don't know about you. I think I'll just walk with God. I think I'll hold on to him. Yes, in the world we're going to have tribulation, but I heard him say, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. Don't you allow the tribulations to move you. Amen. Just get a good hold on him. Jesus Christ, the Word of God says, whom we have is the blessed anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Amen. He ain't going nowhere. And if you and I will hold on to him, we're not going, amen, anywhere but where he goes. And when he says it's enough, Amen to God. The enemy, yes, the enemy does seek to destroy. We're seeing an onslaught. Amen. And it's not going to get any better. Amen. I can't see where I can say anything different this morning by the Word of God. Amen. About getting better. We're living in the what I believe to be the last of the last days. And he said, when I read and through the Word of God, I find, he said, these are the beginning of sorrows. But then I find where I don't find where God says, well, let your head hang low. Amen. Be pouty. Amen. And cast down in spirit. Amen. I heard him say that when you see all these things begin to come to pass, lift up your head and know that your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Sometimes we're just looking at the wrong thing. Amen. I can tell you when I see this, that just makes me know. Amen. I can say what old Columbus said. Amen. Although, he said, I have not seen the land that I long for. I've not arrived there yet. By the signs that I'm seeing. Amen. I know that I am nearer than I've ever been before. Woo! Amen, Brother Joe. Amen. Yes, it's a battle. Yes, there's a warfare that's going on. Amen. I heard him say, war, good warfare, Timothy. Amen. You pop, don't you play games. Amen. Don't you, amen, play tiddlywinks. You war, good warfare, son. Amen. You lay hold to eternal life. Nobody going to get to heaven playing games. Amen. But I want to tell you something. That we'll hold on to God. Amen. There are going to be a lot of enemies that we can trample underfoot. Amen. There's going to be some souls that we can carry with us along the way. Hello. Amen. That we'll just get a hold of God. Amen. That we'll just lay hold of Him. Amen. Because I heard Him say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I got to hurry. Amen. Yes, way too much to preach this morning. Listen, Moses called him Moses because Moses, the word name Moses means drawn. Because I drew him out of the water. Ooh. Amen. God drew him out from humanity for a purpose. Amen. Yes, I know when Moses, slew that Egyptian, had to flee Egypt. Amen. That the devil said, well, amen, you might have been raised up for a purpose, but it's gone now. Have the devil ever told you that? Yeah, it's gone now. Amen. But I'm telling you, though, Moses is on the backside of the desert, went over there and married one of Jethro's daughters, and amen. He's living on the backside. Amen. He's over there where God has some dwelling. Amen. A mountain named Horeb. Amen to God. And while old Moses is on the backside of the desert, that's where God found all of us anyway. He found us on the backside of the desert. He found us on the farthest corner of the driest, amen, most lifeless, uninhabitable place that we could have been. He found me in a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. He found me in a place that could sustain no life. Amen. But he found Moses. Moses is walking along. Amen. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush and looked into, and behold, the bush burned with fire and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see what this great sight, or to see this great sight and why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. God knew where he was at. Amen. And he said, draw nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereupon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Isn't it amazing where God, amen, has found us at? Amen. He found him on the backside of that wilderness. Amen. In the back part of the desert. Amen. But I'm telling you, Moses is walking along and all of a sudden something is happening. Amen. That Moses knows ain't natural. Amen. It's a bush that's a burning, but it's not being consumed. Amen. There is some pattern that is here. Amen. Moses had to get some things right. Amen. Even then. Amen. He said, you can't come hither till you get your shoes off, Moses. Amen. You on holy ground. What's that got to do with anything, Brother Joe? Amen. Pulling off that shoe is a sign of submission. Amen. Of complete submission to another. Amen. Moses had to be submissive to the will of God.
Amen. When he pulls off his shoes, he's got access. I can tell you, ain't nobody getting anywhere. Amen. With God, we're not even going to start until we get willing to be submissive. Amen. But here, God, Moses started a journey with God. Woo! I said he started a journey. Amen. Yes, God kept His word. Yes, God kept to His principles. Amen. Moses is going to carry that uncircumcised son. Amen. Back to do the Lord's work. And God said, you ain't going to do it. The angel's standing in the way. Amen. You're going to come by the word of God. Amen. In accordance to the word, in submission to the word. Amen. But Moses went back. Amen. The God that revealed Himself to him. Amen. On the backside of that desert, when he gets to Egypt, amen, he's there with him when he faces Pharaoh. Amen. Woo. Aren't you glad God won't send you some word and not show up? I never had God see me anywhere He didn't show up. Now, I'm afraid sometimes I might have failed on the other side of that coin. Amen. That God sent me somewhere and I didn't show up. Hello? Amen. I imagine we've all been there a time or two. Amen. But I can tell you, whenever God has sent someone, He shows up. Amen. God didn't just send Moses over there to face Pharaoh by himself. Amen. I can tell you, God hadn't... Well, Brother Joe, that was in the New Testament you read. Amen. You can find it in the Old Testament. God doesn't change His character, His nature. Amen. He's always been the same. He'll always be the same. Amen. To God, when He said, I will never leave thee, He stayed with Moses. Amen. And when Moses faces Pharaoh, amen, the God of heaven, amen, is with him. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know about you. Amen. But I can tell you, I want God with me. Amen. When I got something to do, I got to have Him. Otherwise, it's just not going to get done. Amen. Sister Wendy said this morning in Sunday school, making a difference. Amen. The only way the difference will be made, that is a right difference, is if God's there and God's at work, and then there will be a difference. Woo! There will be a difference. Amen. Because He is the difference. Amen. He's that which makes things right. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Moses. Yes, Moses made mistakes. Amen. We can look through many things about the life of Moses. And amen. He's with him when he went to Pharaoh. When he got to the Red Sea and there's the people murmuring. And, amen. And oh, the Moses, Pharaoh's behind him with his army and the people are grumbling. Brought us out here to get killed by Pharaoh's army. Amen. God hadn't left him then, had He? Amen. As a matter of fact, God was intervening before He ever gave Moses any instruction. Amen. That cloud lifted up and went back down between them. Amen. And that bunch of Egyptians. Amen. And kept them blinded off. And God said to Moses, take that old dead stick. Amen. That you throw down before Pharaoh's musicians, Janus and Jambres, and stretch it out. Amen. I can tell you that is a type, amen, of faith in the word of an almighty God. Amen. And he said, hold it out over the waters. Amen. And the word of God said that the waters went back. Heaps on heaps. Amen. And the wind blew through that. Amen. My God in heaven, God's got a fire built between, amen, Pharaoh's crowd and Israel. Amen. And He's blowing a hole through the Red Sea. Amen to God. And my Bible said they went through on dry ground. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, did God leave him when he got across? No. Amen. He carried him through a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. 40 years. Amen. He kept shoes on their feet, clothes on their back. Amen. Fed a manna from heaven. Amen. Somewhere around the order of 20 to 30 boxcar loads. Amen. 6 times a week. Amen. Oh, and therefore, it's over 1 million gallons of water out of a plenty rock. Amen. God watered that crowd. Moses made a few errors. Amen. And the word of God says that, amen, God says you can't go into promised land. But he didn't stop. He didn't cut it off right there. The word of God said that Moses went up on Mount Nebo. Amen. And there God showed him, amen, the land that flowed with milk and honey. I believe he gave him telescopic vision. Amen. Made him to see the splendor of the land. Amen. And the word of God said that Moses died. Amen. There and God buried him. Amen. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Woo! I like a God like that, don't you? Amen. He went with him all the way. Oh, hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. It's such a blessing. Amen. God is the God of His Word. He does not fail.
Many times our problem is, amen, when Jesus rebuked His disciples, "Oh, ye of little faith, wherein did you doubt?" Somehow or another we buy the devil's line that God ain't going with us. Amen. You see, it's not a good thing to go without Him. Amen. But I can tell you it's an all right thing to go with Him. Amen. Matter of fact, the only way we're going to get anything done is if we go with Him. Amen. Listen. Amen. He went with Him all the way to the end. Moses was 120 years old. Amen. And the Word of God says, his eyesight was not dimmed. Neither was his natural force abated. My, did God go with him? I said He went with him all the way. Moses, that don't mean you got to die from anything, but just God taking you out of this world. Amen to God. Oh yes, I realize that there is a sickness and a death the Word of God references. Amen. But that doesn't necessarily have to be. Amen. Amen. I can tell you right there, folks, I believe just laid down, went to sleep in God. Amen. When they never could find a thing wrong with Brother Wigglesworth, had every tooth in his head. Amen to God, but just bowed his head over, sitting in a choir loft at a funeral of a friend. Amen. And he left this world and went to another one. Amen. Woo! And God went with him all the way. Listen. Amen. A little boy named Joseph. I like that name. Amen. Joseph, God started young with him, dealing with him. I believe God likes to start young if folks will let Him. Amen. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, the Word of God says, while the evil days come not. Amen. I believe it's best folks can they start out with God young and early. Amen. Amen. In his early age, God began to give him visions. Amen. And begin to show him that someday, somehow, somewhere, amen, God's going to, amen, exalt him to a place of authority. And that place of authority is going to be so great that even his family, amen, comes and bows and pays homage, if you will, to him. And amen. And you know how youngins are. I believe Joseph was otherwise just a natural child. And he began to tell his visions and dreams. And oh, you know how it is. Amen. You even know how it is in church. If we're not careful, folks can say, "Well, bless God, that's just a little bit of prideful." Amen. I don't believe this and that and the other. God, why would God choose that thing instead of me anyway? Hello? Be careful about that. Amen. When God chooses somebody, He knows what He's doing. Because God ain't seen just today. He saw all the yesterdays and all the tomorrows. When others seen a shepherd boy, God seen a king in a little boy. Behold, I say unto thee, it is I that calleth, it is I that ordaineth, it is I that enableth, it is I that equippeth, saith the Lord, it is I that will glorify, it is I that will sanctify. Behold, and I say to them to whom I have called, and to them who will respond, shall I not keep my words? I say unto the Lord, behold, will I not go with thee all the way? I say unto thee, all the way even to the end of the world, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. Walk with me, saith the Lord, and I say unto thee, surely the promises of my word are yea. And amen to them that believe. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. Yes, God's with him in his dreams. God's with him when his brothers hated him because he voiced his dreams. Everybody won't always enjoy the testimony of God's blessing in your life. Some folks will be envious, jealous. Amen. Amen. And all kind of other things. But amen. But I'm telling you, God will still be with you. Amen. Long as that thing doesn't become a point of pride. And a place of error gets in our life. Amen. As long as we don't get the I syndrome. Amen. I this and I that and I the other. And I the on this and I'm going to do that. Amen. I can tell you I like what the Apostle Paul said when he testified about God using him. I speak as a fool. Amen. What did he mean by that, Brother Joe? He's simply saying that, amen, I'm telling this for God's purpose and not for my own glory. Listen. When his brothers hated him, God's still with him. When they threw him in the pit, God's still with him.
Amen. When they come back and said, let's sell him to the Midianite traders, God's still with him. Amen. When Potiphar bought him down in Egypt, amen, God was still with him. Woo! I said, God was still with him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's like a bough that's grown over a well. The archers have sorely wounded him, but the more they've shot at him, the more that he's grown his boughs over the well. What's that mean, Brother Joe? It simply means the more, amen, the trials came, the more the hardships came, the closer grip that he got on God. Hallelujah. The more he moved closer to him. Yeah. Woo. Amen. When the wind blows contrary, amen, when the storms come, it's not a time to move away from him. It's a time to draw nigh. Amen, with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Amen. Listen, yes, when Potiphar's wife, amen, has got anger because he wouldn't commit adultery with her and fornication with her. Amen, and she set him up. Amen, and Potiphar, reluctantly, I believe, has sent him down to prison. Amen. God's still with him. Amen. When he arrived in prison, yes, I know the devil's probably still there as well. Hello? Amen. You know, the devil's always coming by saying, if God really loved you, if God really cared about you, if God really was concerned about you, no, this wouldn't happen and that wouldn't be and the other wouldn't be. And if we buy that, we know better than that world. And amen, tries to make excuses why they're not going to, amen, repent, amen, and receive salvation because this one and this one and this one and this and that and the other. When the end, and when it all arrives at the end, there's going to be no excuses. No excuses. Because he's going to wipe it all away. Opportunity, opportunity. Amen. Listen, when he's in prison, God's still there. And Joseph is still clinging to that same God. Still clinging to them visions. Still clinging to them revelations that God gave him as a small boy. Amen. I can tell you what we better do. Amen. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. I said, I'm going to hold to it. Amen. Let hell rage. Amen. Let come what may. I'm going to hold on. Hallelujah. I said, I'm going to hold on. Woo. I've heard a cliche been used quite a few times. If we'll hold on, he'll hold out. He'll help us to hold on too, by the way. Amen. Listen, I got to hurry. Amen. He's still holding to God when the butler, the baker comes. Amen. God's still with him and he interprets the dreams and they come to pass just exactly like God said to Joseph they would and like he told them. Amen. He's still with him when the butler... Amen. Has forgotten him. Amen. The baker's dead. The butler's forgotten him, but God hasn't. Woo! I said the butler forgot him, but God didn't. Hallelujah. Just down the road, something happens to Pharaoh. Amen. And all of a sudden, the butler remembers. And God's still with him when he steps into the room. Amen. Where Pharaoh is. And God's wisdom is still on him. Hallelujah. And he tells Pharaoh, amen, the interpretation of his dreams. And not only that, but how to achieve, amen, a victory over the droughts and the famine. And God was still with him when he said goodbye to his loved ones, and he said to them, don't you bury me, my bones, down here in Egypt. Ooh, I like reading it. Not around the end of the book of Genesis. He said, don't you bury my bones here. Amen. I believe Brother Don Brinkle preaches a message and preached one through the years. There's a mummy in the house. Amen. He said, I want you, God's going to visit you. Amen. And God's going to give you a deliverance. And when you leave out of here, amen, don't you leave without my bones. Amen. The Word of God said that one of the things that they done in the early part before that Exodus is they went and worshiped and they carried the bones of Joseph. Amen. Where they came to? The cave in Machpelah. Amen. There they buried him with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. Listen. Got to hurry. Come to another man named Jeremiah. Actually, I'm going to talk about two people. You can't talk about Jeremiah in the closing of the dispensation of the captivity, except you talk about another man named Ebed-Melech. Abimelech. Amen. Jeremiah, the word of God said, amen, that he was called as a child. Now listen to what he said. I always love this scripture. Jeremiah 1 and 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Tell them folks, amen, they want to abort those young, those unborn babies. Amen. They're nothing but blobs of tissue, and the word of God says different. I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. How many prophets, how many, amen, have been cut off? No man knoweth but God how many have been cut off. Listen. Then I said, ah, Lord God, I behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, to throw down, and to build up, and to plant. God said, I just give you everything you need. Brother Joe, is Jeremiah the only one God does that? No. I read that he had no respect to person. Amen. He'll go with us and he'll be everything that we need as we walk with him. Woo! Let me hurry. Amen. Yes, God was with old Jeremiah when he preached for 20 years. Amen. He preached the impending doom in the land of Judah. And 20 years later, God's mercy is still holding out. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar, Dan hasn't come yet. Amen. The captains of them haven't arrived. Amen. God's grace and mercy and long-suffering is being revealed. And Jeremiah, amen, preaching, says, my God, I've preached 20 years. And ain't nothing happened. I'm weary with this preaching. I'm going to shut up. I know God was with him, Brother Joe, what he said. He said, but his word was in and shut up in my bones like a fire burning in me. God's still there. Oh, you ain't shutting up, Jeremiah. Amen. Ain't done yet, son. Woo. Yeah, Jeremiah had some terrible messages. Listen, Jeremiah's a preacher to them folks. They going down. You want to get in trouble, you go to preaching to this country that she's going down, and you make people angry at you. Oh, amen. You'll find out what that terminology represents in the book of Revelation. I stand as a queen and I shall not be moved is. We ain't nothing going to happen to the U.S. of A. Don't tell me. Amen. God had it happen to Israel. He had it happen to Judah. He had it happen to Samaria. Amen. The chosen of God. And I think not that he'll let it happen to this nation. My God, what foolishness. Amen. This nation follows that path. The nation, woe unto the nation that forgets God, for she shall not stand. Doesn't matter what her name is. Doesn't matter how long she's been or where she's come from. He has no respect to persons, no respect to generation, no respect of nations. Jeremiah has some pretty rough things to say. God's with him when they threw him in the pit. Yes, when Zephaniah, I let them throw that little old boy in the pit. Listen, Jeremiah 38 and 6. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamelech. That was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords in the dungeon. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Listen, he sunk up in the mire. I'm just going to try to just for a little while. Look at this. Amen. It's a water pit. It's a place for collecting rainwater. Listen to the book of Lamentations. We're going to move back and forth with us if you want to. We're in Jeremiah 38. We're going to also read in Lamentations chapter 3, starting in verse 52. Amen. It says, mine enemies chase me sore like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I am cut off. It rained, and the waters, Jeremiah's up to his shoulders in the mire. He's sunk up in it. The rains are coming, and the waters are rising up. Oh, Brother Joe, here you go again. I want to tell you something. I don't know how God done it. Amen. But I can tell you, I do know one thing tonight. Today I know that God was with old Jeremiah when he was in the water pit. Listen. Amen. I called. Oh, I can tell you, well, have we called to him? I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. He said, amen. Waters flowed over my head, and I said, I am cut off. And I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Amen. I'm telling you, when he called on his name, I'm sure Jeremiah wasn't down there and praying more than little hospital prayers. I'm sure Jeremiah is a crying out from the very depths of his being. Amen. He's crying out from the depths of his soul. Amen. Lord, I'm down here. Have you forgotten me, Lord? I'm in the water pit. The rains are coming down and the waters are coming up. Have you ever been there? Tried to hurry this morning, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been there? Amen. Ooh. Amen. Listen. What did the Lord do, Brother Joe? Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Amen. He's come by and stood by him, amen, and said, fear not. Everything's going to be all right. I haven't forgot where you at, Jeremiah. I'm in the water pit with you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he was in the fiery furnace with three Hebrew children, boys. Amen. Glory to God. And the fire couldn't touch them. Amen. The smoke couldn't stay on them. But the ropes fell off. Woo! I know he'll never leave me nor forsake me. The devil's come and tell you that he will. But don't you buy that line. Amen. Don't you buy it. You might have prayed for a while for something. You might have been going through the valley for a while. But don't you buy the lie of the devil. Don't you take up his cause. Just get a little firmer grip on Jesus. I said, just get a little firmer grip on the Lord. He's never too late. And he's never unable to help when he arrives. Amen. Let me hurry. Now I've got to go back to Jeremiah chapter 38 and verse number 7. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the house, out of the king's house, and spake to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is like to die for hunger in a place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, take from thence hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech, and the Ethiopian, said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine arms, holes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. And so they drew up Jeremiah with the cords and took him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. I had to read that about Ebed-Melech because I'm going to show us something else. That old boy could have lost his head for going to the king. He's a servant. Matter of fact, his name, Ebed-Melech, means the servant of the king. Amen. That's exactly what it means. He could have lost his life. Amen. But God got a hold of him about old Jeremiah. Woo! You might have thought God might have hunted him a nobleman up to get old Jeremiah, but he didn't. He found an old servant, an old Ethiopian eunuch in the house of the king, and God touched him, and he went to that king and got his permission and his commandment and drew Jeremiah out of the pit. What are you reading? I find where Jeremiah's obeyed God, it got him thrown in the pit. He's kept on obeying God, it's got him out of the pit. Amen. Ebed-Melech has heard God. He's obeyed God, went and got Jeremiah out of the pit. Now, if you've ever read the Lamentations, amen, the rest of Lamentations, you will read a horrible story indeed. If you've ever read the near end of Jeremiah, amen, from about around the 40th chapter, you will find that when they left that place, they left it in destruction. Amen. They carried captives away. Amen. Everything in that land was captive. Amen. Or either under guard. Now I want to read you a few more verses to show that God goes all the way. Listen. Ebed-Melech. In the 40th chapter, probably in the 39th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, verse number 15, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord." Ooh. Yeah, glory. He's obeyed God, and God ain't forgot him. Woo! Yeah, but I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given to the hand of men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall with a sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. So when everybody else is gone captive, amen, an old Ethiopian eunuch named Ebed-Melech has his liberty. Let's just move a little further. Jeremiah 40:2. "And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, The Lord thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord hath brought it and done according as he hath said, because ye have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. And now behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thine hand." The king of the southern kingdom had chained old Jeremiah, but the enemy that had come set him free. Woo! Listen. "And if it seem good to thee to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look well unto thee. But if it seem unto thee, it seem ill unto thee to come with me unto Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you. In so many words, go where you want, whether it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither go. You have your liberty, Jeremiah. God won't leave you nor forsake you. Amen. If you and I will obey Him and walk with Him, amen, when everybody else is going down, God just be picking you and I up. What I've been trying to preach to that world. Amen. I better get a hold of God. Amen. Otherwise, one day, amen, you're going down and we're going up. Woo! I got to hurry and close. I could talk about old Paul. I fought a good fight, finished my course, kept the faith. Amen. Henceforth there's laid up me a crown of righteousness in the Lord, that righteous judge is going to give me on that day. And he says to Timothy, amen, writing that last letter, "At my first stand, no man stood with me, save the Lord. He stood with me." Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad God will always stand with you? Aren't you glad God will always hold your hand if you'll hold His? Woo. When I cross that river, it's going to be worth it all. When you cross that river, amen. He'll let up my heart. He's a faithful God. We'll walk with Him. I said, He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "I am the keeper of my word, saith the Lord. Yea, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Behold, I say unto thee, even this day, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Walk with me, saith the Lord, and of a truth I will walk with you. I will hold your hand. I will deliver you. Behold, I will cause you to triumph over all thine enemies. I will give you the victory, saith the Lord, and I will cause you to fulfill my word and glorify and honor my name if thou wilt hold fast unto me. And behold, matters not what the times are or the evilness of the age, saith the Lord. I am the Lord thy God. And behold, all things and all power is unto me and delegated unto them that will obey me, saith the Lord. And I will keep thee and present thee unreprovable and unblameable in my sight at that day, saith the Lord." Old Peter speaks to leave and go with him. And he said, if you'll hold on, if you'll pursue Him, if you'll walk with Him, there'll come a time when He, amen, will present you, when He'll make you an abundant entrance into that everlasting kingdom. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. All the way. He won't forsake us. The devil will come lie to you. Don't you believe him. He'll come lie and say, see, God ain't answered your prayer. See, you still struggling with this and that and the other. Don't you allow Him to plant that seed. Don't allow Him to do it. I can tell you, we'll hold on. God come through. Well, Brother Joe, Jeremiah had to get in the water pit. That's all right. God brought him out of it. You and I may have to get in the pit or two. We ain't no better than he is. Amen. Jesus had to bear many things, and I know we're not anywhere near as good as he is. Let me just hold on to him. I've had some real good friends in my time. Some of what I thought was the best of my friends. When the chips got down, I couldn't find them. Because they thought they was going to suffer a little loss with me. But I've never had Jesus leave me nor forsake me. In the midnight hour, he's always been there. I said, he's always been there. Hallelujah. Father, today I thank you. I thank you, sir, that you are a faithful God. Realize, sir, that we're living in the last of the last days. Believe it with all of our heart. And, sir, that us to have courage. And knowing that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, sir, gives us great courage. Let us then by that courage take a hold of you. Let us, God, press the harder. Let us fight the good fight of faith. Let us lay hold to eternal life. Let us, God, not be moved by the lies of the devil. But let us, God, bow our head on our shoulder. Put our hand to the plow, not looking back, but, sir, looking forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.